here's a story from The World.
Now, a story about a shipwreck and buried treasure. 156 years ago, the ship Mary Celestia sunk off the coast of Bermuda. When divers visited the site in 2011, they found something amazing. No, not gold. They uncovered a bottle of perfume almost perfectly preserved. Now, this was buried treasure to Isabel Ramsey Brackstone. She's a perfumer and owner of Lily Bermuda Fragrances in Bermuda. And now, nearly a decade after the discovery, she's managed to recreate the century-old perfume. Isabel, what was it like for you to pop the top off of this perfume bottle and smell this 156-year-old scent for the first time?
It was really, really amazing because we knew we were in the presence probably of the oldest intact bottle of perfume in the world. And, you know, like most perfumes in the world, there probably was an amazing love story behind that.
What did it smell like?
When I opened it, it did smell like rotten pirates' feet. It was it was truly one of the most disgusting thing I've ever smelled.
If the scent was just horrible when you opened it up 150 years later, how do you recreate the original scent?
So we zapped it in a machine that will decompose the liquid to its chemical composition. And it gave us basically the DNA of the fragrance.
When you were recreating it, did you have to make any adjustments to sort of bring this perfume into the 21st century?
In 2020, perfume making is very, very different than back in 1864 when the ship sank. People were wearing those fragrances on their gloves, on their scarves, and it would cover them from the stench of walking in the streets of London.
On their neck. You wouldn't spray this on your neck back then.
No way. And when we looked at the composition, I mean, that stuff was toxic to wear on skin. Like, it would go right through your skin. So we wanted to be as close to what the fragrance smelled like when it sank 150 years ago, while using modern materials, which, by the way, are far safer than any of the solvents and materials that they were using back in those days.
So what does it smell like?
It smells beautiful. It's a very simple fragrance. It was a lovely blend, what we believed was grapefruit, orange flower, some rosewood, as well as probably some iris and rose, and some of those musks and ambers that they had, you know, back in those days.
Do you wear it?
Oh, yes. I love Marie Celestia. I love that fragrance with all my heart. And when I wear it, I always feel that I'm in the presence of something that's bigger than me. It belongs to another era, and it belongs to the people of Bermuda.
Isabel Ramsey Brackstone is a perfumer and owner of Lily Bermuda Fragrances in Bermuda. She's recreated a century-old perfume found on a shipwreck. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.